Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is attorney Sharon Abraham Weiss, executive director of the Association for Civil Rights in Israel. Attorney Abraham Weiss, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the monitoring of cell phone movements to track coronavirus. What is your understanding of how this will be accomplished?
For years, we've been warning that the declaration of state of emergency, which is the constant situation in effect from the establishment of the state of Israel, is a serious danger to human rights and gives unlimited power to the government. So what we saw yesterday, the measures that were taken are intended to give the Shin Bet authority not only to track those known to be infected, but also those suspected to have the coronavirus and those who have been in their vicinity. The regulations do not stipulate the scope of the said vicinity. So the health of the public is of utmost importance, but these measures, which are born out of draconian regulations, are bringing us to a slippery slope when it comes to the invasion of privacy and democracy. Actually, ACRI, the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, petitioned against the state of emergency in 1999. So we're speaking about more than 20 years ago. We submitted petition to Supreme Court. We got a verdict in 2012, 13 years later, that while the judges were calling the parliament, our parliament, the Knesset, to change the regulation and not to allow the situation of emergency, a constant situation of emergency state. But unfortunately, it did not happen. And what we saw last night is exactly what we were warning, how it's being used against all the citizens. The way in which these measures are now being implemented is anti-democratic in every sense. The executive branch has simply bypassed the legislator, blaring the separation of powers. And there is a reason for these separations among branches. And during this state of emergency, the executive branch is grabbing the power and weakening the democratic foundation this country is built upon. And actually, we are, as we speak, preparing a petition to Supreme Court against these regulations from last night.
You are listening to attorney Sharon Abraham Weiss, executive director of the Association for Civil Rights in Israel. You just touched on the matter of parliamentary oversight. It appears that they are bypassing this by having ordered this in the middle of the night with a cabinet decision when originally it was said that they would allow discussion to take place in the Knesset, I'm assuming in the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. What are the potential dangers from bypassing Knesset oversight?
I have to say that the committee yesterday was very responsible and decided not to decide. They said we need to watch it closely, because this is something very severe. And then a few hours later, in the middle of the night, we learned that the government decided to pass these regulations on their own with no auditing or watching or violating the separate branches.
Can you imagine an acute situation in which blanket cell phone tracking or other measures would be okay?
I don't know. I think the idea in democracy is checks and balances. Here we get a full support in something that has no monitoring. There are no procedures about it, no decisions how it's going to be implemented. What does it mean? We're giving a lot of power to one branch, to one agency, which is out of context. The Shin Bet has the scope of watching our security. And here it's something that is civil matter, completely civil matter, and we see draconian measures happen at the same time with no monitoring, nobody's watching it, and I think in terms of democracy, this is something to worry about.
Aside from the cell phone tracking, in light of the measures, the very, very harsh measures taken against the coronavirus, are there other aspects of this that you find worrying?
There were two regulations that passed last night. One of them is what we call the Big Brother law. It means for 3 months, any police officer would be able to ask your location from the communication companies about everybody who's sick or everybody or anybody that we're suspecting that is sick. This is a very wide authority for any police officer in Israel.
Attorney Sharon Abraham Weiss, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.